Blog Talk Radio.
Shoshona now to tell you all about the amazing work that she does.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Shoshona.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, wonderful. So I'm here to talk about the emotion code therapy. much of our suffering is due to negative emotional energies that have become trapped within us. And that could be stubbing your toe and just being mad at yourself for stubbing your toe. And it becomes trapped inside of you and it manifests into all kinds of different things. Can be pain in your body. You can have a sore neck, sore shoulder, sore leg. It's phenomenal how this type of manifesting comes out in your body and it creates havoc in your life. You go to your doctor and they'll find nothing wrong with you, but you still have this discomfort in you or whatever. It's just common sense to know that there are other things out there other than our medical system and, you know, the systems the way that they are, where energy manifests around us constantly. So the emotion code is a simple and powerful method in finding and releasing these trapped energies that cause havoc in our bodies. So getting rid of these trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles of the past and bring new life into your marriage, your family, and other personal relationships. So, and one thing with this work that I notice is your perception will change. Life will continue to swirl on around you, and just how you deal with things changes. I don't know why it is or how it is, but it just does. So I do it on myself every day. I have any trapped energy in my body, and I'm automatically sitting down and releasing it. I no longer suffer from depression. I no longer suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm living a happier life. I feel more well-balanced and just grounded. So I'm, you know, getting my life in order and doing what I need to do to get through. And this method, it's not only about emotion code. It's about energy healing in general. Latch on to that if you're having problems. Start researching it online, YouTube. You know, like if you're looking for something in your life that you don't know what it is or why it is, you just know that you need some changes to happen. This is a phenomenal avenue to take. So, you know, if you're feeling low, you can most definitely change your energy by doing certain techniques like the emotion code therapy, working with charts. I use a circle wheel myself and a pendulum. And what I do is I hold the pendulum over the circle wheel and it goes to different categories, goes to different emotions. And as it's going to them, it's releasing them. So whenever I sit down to do a session on myself, I feel the immediate release of what it is that I'm doing. I can feel the energy flow right through my body and out. So with that, Barbara, do we have any callers tonight?
Yes, we have four of them.
Wonderful. I'm going to do the energy transfer, but in the energy transfer, I have four questions that I'm going to ask and make sure that each individual is free and clear in each of the four categories as the energy transfer is happening. So it's like a double whammy.
Okay. And then our first caller is from area code 305.
Hi, ladies.
Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. So everything's working out really well in my life. I love my life. I'm happy. I have wonderful friends. I do my mission. I do my creation. I manifest. I go in full-heartedly and keep my word and my integrity. So I appreciate what you were speaking about, when you get off track, how things start falling in on people.
Yes. Yes. And another thing is, you sound like you're in your vortex. If life is going the way that it is for you, that you are in vortex, right?
Yes,
people,
I am.
People, out of their vortex, life is very chaotic.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And, but the one thing I'd like to check you for is to see if you're in your sovereign vortex.
Okay.
Right? So what's your name?
Eileen.
Irene?
Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Eileen. Okay, is there anything else that you would like to know about?
Yeah, not this weekend, the following weekend. I'm visualizing I'm going to be participating in a big art festival in my town. It's going on, I think, 37 to 40 years.
Okay.
And I'm visualizing me getting an award and selling some of the originals on my walls, besides a lot of the prints that I have. And I want it to be very busy and very crowded and lots of fun and lots of people.
Yeah. Well, we can most definitely open up this energy, and it will go towards that as a certain event that's going to happen in your life, right?
Yes.
So let's check you, okay? I wanna ask my questions of you. Barbara will play some music, and what that is, it's an energy transfer. So if you have any energy in your body that needs to be transferred out, it will happen during the energy transfer. Now, what I do, Eileen, is I sit here with a pendulum over my chart as that music is playing, and I release any trapped energy. Now, for you, it sounds like you're happy. So it should stick to happiness and stay there, right?
Yes.
But if there is anything in you, it will go. It will leave you during this transfer.
Cool.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is absolutely phenomenal work, and I do it on myself every day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let me tap into you. Is my name Eileen? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Eileen? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Eileen to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Eileen at 100%? Yes. Am I strongly connected to Eileen? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can play the music.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Eileen?
Very peaceful and calm and in the clouds.
Yeah, you had a little bit of stuff that came out of you. Jumped around on the chart a little bit at the very beginning. And then we went to happiness and loving. And it stayed there for quite a while. And then it went to liberated.
Oh.
And then it went to, and then it went to sensitive. So what the questions I asked were, is Eileen strongly in her vortex? And yes, you are. Is Eileen strongly in her sovereign vortex? And yes, you are. Is your DNA at 528 hertz? Yes. And are you in a deep, dark hole? No. So.
Well, great.
Yeah. So
I'm
you are
feeling
clean,
happy. Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Thank you. I will share my love and light with people.
Yeah. Let me disconnect from you.
Yes.
Is my name Eileen? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Eileen? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond at 100%? Yes. Is my name Eileen? No. Okay. We're disconnected.
Thank you so much.
Have a good event.
I will. Thank you, Shoshona.
Yeah, thank
Have a good
you.
Night.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to our next caller. And this is Nathaniel.
Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hey. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How's the cancer going?
Oh, no cancer on me.
Good for you. Everything back to normal?
Well, I'm gonna get back to work tomorrow. I called in, but I let the dispatch know, and they said they'd send an email to the operation managers. But the hiring manager called me and said, "Hey, yeah, you know, are you coming back to work? Or are you gonna call it quits?" I didn't think that sounded too positive, you know.
Yeah.
He called me the day after the surgery and wanted me to come to work that weekend. So I thought that was pretty heartless and pretty inconsiderate. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they've been paying the insurance. I don't know. You know, the insurance has, you know, been over $200,000. I saw another thing, you know, today. It was, you know, another. I'm not sure how much it was for the follow-up. But it was thousands of dollars. It's, you know, altogether, it's been over $200,000, I think. But I don't know. I don't know if they've had to pay any deductibles or anything. If they've had to pay the copays or something, you know, they could be, you know, having to pay like $60,000 or something. I don't know what it is, but you know.
Wow.
But
some new questions I want to ask. So.
All right.
Okay, is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my name Nathaniel at 100%? Yes, do I have a strong connection to Nathaniel? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can play the music now, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Daniel, how do you feel?
Pretty good, pretty good. I just been getting all kinds of help, so thank you so much, Shauna.
Well, you were in your vortex, but you weren't in your sovereign vortex. You're not in a deep, dark hole, but your DNA was not at 528 hertz, so I restored it to its original physical blueprint with all the strands of the DNA fully activated.
Well, I feel better now.
That's good. So, is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? To infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%. Yes. Okay, we're disconnected.
Well, hey, thanks again.
You have a great week.
You do the same. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to our next caller from area code 860.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara Grace. I'm sorry.
Don't keep apologizing. We've already been there.
Okay, but I'm doing it in person anyway.
You're forgiven. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Shoshona. Hi, Shoshona.
Hi there.
I've never done
Who's
this
calling?
Before.
Who's calling?
Oh, Lisa from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So you've been listening to what I've been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now's your turn.
Thank you.
So do you have any issues in your life that might come to light through this?
What? I'm sure you'll find something. My big one is I have PTSD.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, my dear. I suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, and I don't anymore.
Wow, that's
so
nice.
This therapy literally releases layers from you, and we can go right into your inner core. So after the show, be in touch with me, and I can help you. If you're on board and you want to end that in your life, I am at Shoshona Pelche, and I will help you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So okay, let me tap into Lisa. Is my name Lisa? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Lisa? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Lisa? Yes. To infinity and beyond, yes, at 100%, yes. Do I have a strong connection to Lisa? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can start the music, please.
Thank you.
How do you feel, Lisa?
Wow, very soothing and relaxing and wow, whooshed.
Well, I released a lot from you.
Thank you so much.
I went into your vortex and connected it strongly. Now, when you're out of your vortex, life is very chaotic, right? So I didn't check to see if you were out of it. I just checked to see if you were strongly into it, right? So you weren't, so I put you in it strongly. I connected your sovereign vortex strongly. You were in a dark, deep hole. Your DNA was not at 528 hertz. So what I did was I restored it to its original physical blueprint with all the strands of the DNA fully activated. And I went into your spirit and made your spirit whole.
Wow, thank you.
So pay very close attention. You can call in weekly or you can get in touch with me, like I said, right? But you can call in weekly to the show and get your free work done. And it'll be this type of work weekly to where we just keep releasing the layers from you and you pay attention from this day forward to how you're feeling to months down the road. And I guarantee you will not feel the same way.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, like, I know I suffered from PTSD. I'm 59 years old today. And
happy birthday.
Over the past, oh, well, no, last week I was 59 or whatever, but
On the 30th. I'm the 26th. Happy birthday.
Oh, there you go. Happy birthday to you, too.
Thank you.
I suffered through it for years and with no help, right? Any direction I turned to for help, I was shot down. Nobody could help me, right?
Yeah.
These techniques, and like even what Barbara Grace Reynolds does, her technique, big time. The biggest help you'd ever want to find in your life is metaphysical healing. So,
thank you.
Why suffer in silence when you don't have to? And with this work, like I don't have to have you present to do this work on you. I can do it from a distance, and we can be in touch through Messenger. You know what I mean? So you don't have to be on the phone for me to do a session on you, right?
Okay.
So. It's fantastic. It is the best thing since sliced bread, and I would highly recommend it to anybody out there suffering from mental trauma.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, my dear. Let me disconnect from you. Is my name Lisa? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Lisa? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I Shoshona at 100%? Yeah. Okay, Barbara, we're disconnected. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Okay, we're going to move to our next caller. In area code 541.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
It's been up and down. I did get a PET scan and find out that they say I'm in stage 3 cancer and it's in my lymph nodes, but it hasn't spread to other organs. At least.
That's not good.
Every option they have for me, I don't want to do. So I'm hoping that I can raise money and go to where I want to go before I decide to do any of the things I don't want to do.
I know it's hard. I couldn't imagine.
It's very hard to make. It is,
yeah.
Because no matter what decision you make, you can die or not die, no matter what treatment you choose. I mean, and I've heard every story for years. You know,
there's no guarantee, right?
No.
You know, that's what they push on you or whatever, because that's what the system says that you're supposed to do. Right.
And they're pressuring. Oh, they're pressuring me to take drugs right now, today, and all those things. I'm not going to be. I was pressured into the surgery the first time without knowing what to do, and I just won't do it this time by fear, you know. But it's not easy to navigate.
If you're gonna go, you're gonna go.
Yeah, that's what I do.
You know what I mean? Like that's like my with my husband with his heart condition. They want him to have a heart transplant. Right?
Right.
Well, that is a complete lifestyle change. And for him, it goes against what his lifestyle is. Right?
Right.
So he's not having a heart transplant. He's basically told me that when his time is up, his time is up. Right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's a hard decision to have to make. And, you know, like I can't imagine being there, you know.
It's hard for me to even believe that I'm here. But, it's the second time.
You know, you're here and I'm here to do a different type of session on you today, and hopefully this helps your cause.
It does. It always gives me peace and helps. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. So, okay, let me tap into you. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Kat to 100%? Yes. Do I have a strong connection with Kat? Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can turn the music on, please. Thank you. do you feel, Kat?
More relaxed.
Well, I put you strongly in your vortex. I put you strongly in your sovereign vortex. You were in a deep, dark hole. I removed you from it. Activated all strands of your DNA to 528 hertz. I asked if your spirit was in its vortex. It was. And I asked if your spirit was in its sovereign vortex, and it wasn't, so I put it in.
Okay, thank you.
So I released a whole pile of stuff from you. And the biggest, when I asked about your sovereign vortex, the biggest thing that came up was threatened.
Yeah.
About the cancer, right?
Yeah. And the doctor.
So you just got to keep yourself in a happy state of mind. You know, don't let yourself get down, because that will take you out. You know what I mean? Like the happy state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what that can do for you? You know.
Oh, that's the hard one, with just when they're trying to, you know, pressure me into making all these decisions, and I have so much going on with my health, because it isn't just that. I have multiple things, and finances.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still dragging their feet on disability and all these things. You know, it feels like such a weight. But I did go. I am going to pet sit next week for somebody. I just went to go meet their four dogs, so I'll have a couple animals for a few days.
Cool. There you go.
Animals make me happy. So. Okay.
Yeah, I know my two dogs in here. They make me very happy.
I miss having pets.
They're
very
like
much.
My two little best friends, you know.
But there's four little ones, so they're the mini pinchers. It's gonna be a little bit crazy, but
cool. Okay, let me tap out of you here. Okay, is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Is my name Shoshona at 100%? Yes. My name Kat? No. Okay, we're disconnected.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You have a great week.
You too. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, Shoshona, we are done.
Thank you, Barbara.
My
pleasure.
That was
a great show. That was really good. I like that. Yeah, it worked out very well. So, if anybody wants to reach me, they can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshona. Or you can IM me at Shoshona, Shashona, Pelshe, PELLETIER. Or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
Okay, well, we'll do this again next week then.
Okay, thanks, Barbara. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.